Dr. Larry Nassar, the sports doctor who admitted to molesting some of the country's top female gymnasts, was sentenced today to 40 to 175 years in prison after a week of often furious testimony from 150 women. Judge Rosemarie Aquilina said it was her honor to sentence him.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I've just signed your death warrant.
Lindsay Smith of Michigan Radio is part of their team covering this story taking place in Lansing in a courtroom there. Lindsay, this was televised. What was that moment like when the sentence was given out, 175 years tops?
There was a lot of mixed emotions in that courtroom. I think most people were definitely happy with this sentence. There was some survivors of the abuse who had asked during their testimony if the judge would consider giving him life in prison. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that it was part of a plea deal, so he would then be able to withdraw that plea if she did not give follow the sort of sentencing mm-hmm. guidelines along with this plea deal.
Yeah.
So I think most people were pretty happy about the sentence.
Yeah, there's some technicalities. Well, the judge, before the sentence, gave Nassar quite a dressing down. Let's listen to a little bit more.
Your decision to assault was precise, calculated, manipulative, devious, despicable. I don't have to add words because your survivors have said all of that. I don't want to repeat it.
Well, Lindsay, and the survivors, the testimony has just been incredible to hear women crying, angry, cursing at Nassar during the past week. Today, the judge read a letter that apparently he'd written to the court last week.
Yes.
Kind of, I guess, his defense or something that he was laying out before the court, saying that his accusers were seeking media attention. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. What was it like when that letter was read in the courtroom?
There were audible gasps in the courtroom. I think when he so we don't have the full text of the letter because the judge decided not to release it. But she read pieces from that letter, including that hell hath no fury line, which is definitely, like I said, there was gasps. That the media is sensationalizing this, and that he also said, I was a good doctor because my treatments worked. And now those patients are speaking out. The same ones that praised me came back over and over again. It was the media that convinced them it was wrong and bad.
Well, of course, as many of the women said, some were as young as 6 years old when these manipulations took place under the guise of treating them. Others said that they'd been told never to question anyone as gymnasts. He must know what he's doing. And, of course, it was assault. Look, he also apologized. He maybe had a change of heart after a week of hearing this testimony. How did that go over?
Yeah, he apologized, and during his apology, he turned around on a couple of occasions and spoke directly to the survivors, which was the bulk of the folks that were allowed in the courtroom today. You know, it's very difficult to say, you know, to make generalizations about how people feel. A lot of victims still felt like they knew him as a nice guy or had these conflicting feelings. So it's been a tough run for them, for
there was
sure.
That one young woman who said, I need you to say you were sorry. And he did while she in her testimony, and then she said thank you. She needed to have that connection. Look, the chair and several board members of USA Gymnastics stepped down this week.
Yep.
Survivors want others held accountable, including leadership at Michigan State University. That's Nassar's former employer. What could happen there?
Well, there's a lot going on at MSU. The NCAA sent a letter to Michigan State yesterday afternoon to the athletic director and said, you know, look, this seems like a big deal. We would like more information. So far, we haven't received any information from you because it wasn't just gymnasts at MSU. It was rowers. There were softball players, regular grad students who would end up seeing Larry Nassar, and then he would do these so-called treatments. He would find his way to be able to do that. So I think there's definitely still some fallout potentially on the table. There's been other calls for independent investigations at Michigan State University at the criminal level to see if there was any kind of cover-up. So I think we're definitely still going to keep an eye on that for sure here.
And we should remind people, Dr. Nassar was sentenced in another case. This is a child pornography case. He'd been sentenced to 60 years in prison for that. And then he has another sentencing later this month. Will that still happen given this sentence?
It will still happen. It will likely not be have this, you know, 7 days of victim testimony.
Yeah.
And then there's the civil lawsuits, of course, in federal court that are still pending.
Right. Lindsay Smith, reporter with Michigan Radio, again, is Dr. Larry Nassar, a former USA Gymnastics doctor, sentenced today, 40 to 175 years in prison. Lindsay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.